Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and on this Monday, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today, I have a show lined up for you that deals with our Fit to Win segment on health, and we're going to look at stress. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, it's once more and again that we come unto you, Lord, thanking you for this day, Heavenly Father. A lot of things has transpired. A lot of people have been through things, Lord. But, Lord, we are to always stay prayed up, and we realize and recognize, as I said yesterday, that we need you more now than ever before, because this world is evil. There's evilness in the world, Heavenly Father, but we need your love to abide within people, Lord. We need your love to spread, Heavenly Father, from heart to heart, from nation to nation, from city to city, from state to state, Heavenly Father. We need your shield of protection, Heavenly Father. We need a gate to be around each and every person, Heavenly Father. We need minds to be stable, Lord. We need hearts to be fixed and minds regulated and minds made up to serve you, Lord. We're asking you, Lord, would you bless those families in D.C. who were in the chaos, Lord. Lord, you know why they were there, Heavenly Father. Lord, you know everything about the situation, Lord. You know the significance of keeping a mind that's prayed up and not stressed up, Heavenly Father. Lord God, you know how to pick up the pieces, Lord. Heavenly Father, you know how to tear down and then rebuild, Heavenly Father. Oh God, we're asking, would you bless that whole place, Lord. Bless that town. Dwell among those people, Heavenly Father, because it's not an easy situation, Heavenly Father. They don't see the God in it, Heavenly Father. They just see the circumstance, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you just keep us, Heavenly Father, and take care of us. We thank you for blessing us to lie down in our beds, Lord. There wasn't a cooling board. Heavenly Father, we don't take any day for granted, and every day is a day of great expectancy from you, Heavenly Father, because we know that it was by favor and grace that we are here today, and we don't have time to complain. We don't have time to be stressed out because we are too busy, or should be too busy, thanking you for just seeing another day, Lord. We're asking, would you bless this ministry as you have been, Lord? Bless this broadcast. Bless it to spread from nation to nation, city to city, Lord. This is no competition. This is no shape, form, or fashion, Lord. Every person that's been on this show has been ordained by you, because if not, it wouldn't have been the will for them to be on the show, Lord. God, I thank you, and I ask you for a blessing for each person who is able to come on the show, Lord. I'm asking with you, would you just continue to bless me to be the host that you would have me to be, Lord, and bless this ministry to be what you would have it to be, Lord, because it's in a class by itself, because it was ordained by you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Wow. Okay, we're going to stick with the verse. We're still flying, y'all. We're flying because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Our theme for, I'm going to say this month, is going to be out of Isaiah 40, verse 31. And it reads, but those who wait on the Lord. Or you can say, but they. But this book, it says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. There are a lot of things, once again, before I get into the topic, because it's really on my heart today, that's happening around the world. And it's time for us to come together, and it's time for us to recognize who Jesus Christ is. It's no plaything. It's no thing that you just start up a ministry just to start it up. There has to be a purpose and reason, and it's to get the word out about God because he's good. But I'm not going to prolong this because I could really give a sermon over this, but that's on Sundays. So I'm going to go ahead and stick with the script on Fit to Win, amen, because part of being able to mount up with wings as eagles and being able to give God all you have is to get those things out of your life that easily beset you, that weigh you down. And one of the things that I want to talk about today is stress. We're going to look at what is stress. We're going to look at how do you respond to stress. We're going to look at the signs and symptoms of stress overload. We're going to look at how much stress is too much. And we're going to look at the causes of stress, effects of chronic stress, and we're going to look at dealing with stress, excuse me. And finally, we're going to look at some of the foods that will reduce your stress. So we're going to talk about stress because in my spirit it says that, you know, stress causes a lot of things. It causes high blood pressure, amen. It causes cancer. It causes a lot of things that make us feel bad. So let's look at stress. We're going to touch on some points because I'm really going to dive into the stress aspect with Fit to Win, as well as bringing in those calorie things that we've been talking about. So without further ado, stress. What are some of the causes? Basically, it's the hassles of life. It's the frustrations and demands. It's different behaviors of people that can cause you to have stress. It's being stuck in traffic, amen, that can cause you to have stress. It's different life situations that can cause you to have stress. But all stress is not bad. But we're looking at what is stress, because one of the things I told you on my show is recognizing what stress is. First of all, stress is a normal physical response to events that make you feel threatened or upset your balance in some way. For instance, if you're trying to get to work, amen, at a certain time and there is a traffic block, especially if you're in Austin or Dallas or coming from that area, amen, and you get stuck in traffic and you see that you're going to be late, that is a stressful situation, amen. If you are, for instance, trying to go to the grocery store and somebody cuts you in line, that is a stressful situation. How do you respond to stress? How do you respond to stress? And I told you, just today we're touching on it because we're going to really get into this. You have to recognize when your stress is out of control. You have to recognize it. And stress doesn't always look stressful, okay? There are three different types of things that happens when you are stressed. And I'm going to use the analogy of putting your foot on the brake, okay, driving your car. The foot on the gas, that's when you become angry or agitated, stress response. You're heated, you're keyed up, you're overly emotional, and you're unable to sit still because you are so worked up. That's your foot on the gas. You can't stop. You're not pushing brake. You're just going 100 miles an hour because you're so upset because somebody cut you in line or because somebody said something or because somebody didn't have the behavior that you wanted. You're very upset. Your foot is on the gas. You're not even thinking about stopping. You're running red lights and everything. Fatal. Foot on the brake. This is when you become depressed. Stress causes depression. It's a silent cause of depression. You shut down, you space out, and you show very little energy or emotion. So instead of you going to your place, whatever place that is, and having some energy, you're fatigued, you're tired, but your foot is on the brake. Your foot is not on the gas. You're not very aggressive, but then you become passive because you are depressed. And depression looks like when you're withdrawn. You're crying, you're withdrawn, you're upset, okay? Foot on both. Now, this is a very dangerous type of driving. And I remember when I was taking driver's ed at Austin Driving School, there was a student who put both of their feet on, one foot on the brake and one on the gas pedal. And I was one of those students who was sitting in the back seat ducking and had my imaginary break because, you know, of course I didn't want to crash. But thank God that we had, you know, our instructor sitting up front. But foot on both. This is a tense and frozen stress response. You freeze under pressure and can't do anything. You look paralyzed, but you're really upset. At this point, you've given up. You said, I can't take this no more. And both of your, you're utilizing both of your feet, but you can't go anywhere because your foot is on the brake and it's on the gas too, if that makes any sense. So the car is confused. So I could just imagine how a person would be. Okay? So those are the three. Now, the signs and symptoms of stress overload. Now, the cognitive part, which deals with your mind and your thinking, you'll have memory problems. And this, what I'm researching right now, this leads to Alzheimer's. A lot of stress leads to this. So that's why it's important that I get this information out to you and that you listen to this station, not only so that I can say, oh, I have listeners, but because here is very important. It's a very important deal. It's a big deal. Cognitive symptoms deals with your memory, okay? Inability to concentrate. If you're stressed out, you can't concentrate on anything that's going on. Poor judgment, seeing only the negative. What if somebody asks you, well, what positive do you have to tell me? You can't think of anything because everything's negative. These are some of the cognitive symptoms. Let's go to emotional. Emotional symptoms has to do with your feelings, okay? You have that bipolar feeling, moodiness, short temper. Somebody look at you wrong, you ready to throw down, you ready to fight. Feeling overwhelmed, sense of loneliness and isolation. That goes to depression. So what happens is you go from being this aggressive person to being this passive person because you feel like you are against the wall when you have emotional symptoms of stress. The physical symptoms, this can really tear down your body. You know sometimes how you drive a car so long and you don't get it inspected and you don't get your oil changed. Well, what happens is it begins to, the value begins to depreciate. Well, what happens is your body begins to depreciate, okay? You have frequent colds because your body is not able to, it doesn't have that fight mechanism, nausea, dizziness, aches and pains. This also causes ulcers as well. I didn't list that during my research. It also causes chest pain and rapid heartbeat. And you'll think that you're having a heart attack because your heart cannot take all of that stress. That's why it's good to somehow, and we're going to talk about this later, relieve your stress. Behavioral symptoms. Now, this goes with your eating and sleeping habits. You eat more or less. It depends on the person. Okay, if you sleep too much or too little, if you're depressed, you're going to sleep a lot. If you're just worked up, you're going to sleep a little. Isolating yourself from others, that is going into that depressive mode. Procrastinating or neglecting what you're supposed to do. You really don't care anymore, you know. Using alcohol, cigarettes, or drugs to relax instead of using other things that are healthy for your body. You really don't care what you use. Okay, how much stress is too much? Well, when we look at how much stress is too much, is when you're not able to tolerate it anymore, okay? When you're not able to tolerate it anymore and you start seeing those cognitive symptoms with memory loss, you start seeing those emotional symptoms where you're moody, you start seeing those physical symptoms where your body is losing its value, you start seeing those behavior symptoms where you're eating more or eating less, that's when it becomes too much and it starts taking over your life unexpectedly. Things that influence your stress or tolerance level, of course, your support network, people. They can support it in a good way or a bad way. Your sense of control, if you have confidence in yourself, your ability to influence events, it's easier to take stress in stride, okay? Your attitude, remember I said your attitude affects your praise, amen? So you have to make sure that you have a good attitude because a lot of times in order to get out of stressful situations, you have to go in there with a good attitude. You have to make the best of a bad situation. And, you know, being stressed out and saying, you know what, I'm not going to take this anymore, forget it, then that's going to cause you to have stress, your ability to deal with your emotions. Now, some things just make you cry, all right? Some things you just can't get around, you know? When my dog passed away, it wasn't a good feeling, you know? But your ability to deal with your emotions, all right? You have to learn, or you have to see the good in some of the events that happen. You have to find a way to escape stress, because stress is very robust. Stress is very, has a lot of strength, and it can come in and take over your whole life. Your knowledge and preparation. For instance, listening to this station is helping you understand and really recognize what stress is, okay? And also in doing so, just on your own, looking at what stress is and how it affects your body, and going to your doctor, of course. Now, these are some questions, and I was researching this this weekend. These are some questions that you need to ask yourself, and it's called, am I in control of stress, or is stress controlling me? Okay, and I'm going to read only three questions. When I feel agitated, do I know how to quickly calm and soothe myself? Can I easily let go of my anger, or do I hold on to it for weeks and weeks at a time? Can I turn to others at work to help me calm down and feel better? When I go home at night, do I walk in the door feeling alert and relaxed? If you come home and you just get on the bed and say, oh, my gosh, I've had a long day at work, I'm going to sleep, there is a probable chance, a highly likely chance that you are stressed out and you need to find something to do. You know, spend time with your family, do some things that are not so stressful, take a weekend vacation. You know, life is way too short for us to be stressed out. And I know that stress is easy to inherit. I understand that. But just looking at this world, we're going to have to somehow come against stress and being tired and being frustrated and being sick of this and sick of that, and I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. I'm not happy. You're going to have to find how to have a balance. I'm not saying be just happy every day, but being at ease, being satisfied with how you feel is very important as far as your health is concerned, as far as your heart is concerned. Causes of stress. We have external and we have internal. The external things is major life changes. You know, that could be a cause of stress. Work could be a cause of stress depending on how you deal with that. Relationship difficulties, and we're talking about any type of relationship. Financial problems, being too busy, your children and your family. Those are common external causes of stress that we're going to go through and look at, and we're going to have to find out how to deal with that, because everything you do is stressful, okay? But you're going to have to find a happy medium of how to deal with that stress. Common internal causes of stress. That's the inability to accept uncertainty. Negative self-talk. I can't do this. I don't like my life. I hate myself. Negative self-talk. That's internal causes of stress. Lack of assertiveness. Just not caring about anything, just letting whatever go. You don't care. Unrealistic expectations. You have to set realistic goals that you can actually achieve. Those are all internal causes of stress, okay? And I want you to be very aware that effects of chronic stress, okay, leads to the suppression of the immune system. It increases the risk of heart attacks. It increases the risk of cancer. It increases the risk of diabetes. It increases the risk of any stroke. You know, you have to take, I can't say it enough, that you have to take care of your body. You have to be able to cope with this world. That's why the Word of God is so important. And yes, I'm promoting God. The Word of God is so important. I tell you, once I said yes to this ministry, once I said yes to coming on air, my whole life changed. I love life, you know. But I saw it through a different lens. It's not, you know, things that should bother people. You pray about it and you keep going. And it's very important that you balance your spirituality with your health, because you have to be, you know, healthy, and you have to take care of yourself, because your body is the temple. That's where your praises come from, amen. You have to, your body is worth $1 million. Your body is worth $1 billion. You have to take care of your body, because that's where your praises come from. That's where God dwells. So you have to take care of your body. Now, let's look at some foods that help to reduce this stress. There are different foods that help to reduce the stress, and I'm going to touch on them. I have exactly about 10 minutes. And these are some foods that I researched that helps you and that can be powerful tools for wellness, and it can basically help you with stress, okay? And these are called foods. I call them foods that help tame stress, okay? Complex carbs, okay? Complex carbs include breakfast cereals, the breads, the pastas, old-fashioned oatmeal, okay? They help you stabilize your blood sugar levels. And these foods are good to help you if you're a diabetic. These foods are good to help you reduce, you know, the tendency for you to have diabetes. So these are good choices in whole grain breakfast cereals, you know, breads and pastas, as well as old-fashioned oatmeal, okay? Complex carbs. Think about that, complex carbs. Simple carbs, okay? Dietitians, they usually recommend this. They usually recommend steering clear, actually, of these, which includes sweets and soda, okay? But if you use it in moderation, all right, it's not that bad. You know, for instance, some people need a little chocolate before they go work out. Fine, you're going to work out. Sodas, try not to drink more than one a day. You know, soda is really not good for you. But, you know, if you have to have it and you're trying to get off of it, one may be good per day. When we look at oranges, oranges gives you a lot of vitamin C, and this can help you during stressful situations. And one study of people with high blood pressure, you know, it returned to normal after they had vitamin C. So if you have high blood pressure, keep you some oranges around and see how that will affect you, okay? So oranges really give you a lot of vitamin C. Vitamin C is needed in order to help control some of the high blood pressure. And also high blood pressure is linked to stress. That is the number one cause of high blood pressure, just being stressed out. You know, you could be in tip-top shape. You can be as thin as you want to or as thick as you want to and have high blood pressure. You know, it's because of stress. Make sure you're eating a lot of oranges. Spinach. You know, you remember Popeye the Sailor Man. I think I'm aging myself here, but that's okay. It's a blessing. Popeye the Sailor Man, never let stress get the best of him, you know. And it's because of the magnesium, which is contained in the spinach, okay. Now, if you don't have enough magnesium, don't wonder why your head is always hurting and you're tired and you're stressed out. It's because you're not eating enough foods which contain magnesium. That is the secret to helping your head, okay, if you have headaches and things like that. Spinach is very good. I try to eat spinach at least once every 2 weeks. I mean, I love spinach. Spinach is good for that. So be sure to look into that. Fatty fish, all right? To keep stress in check, make friends with fatty fish, okay? That gives you omega-3 fatty acids found in fish, such as salmon and tuna. It can prevent surges in stress hormones and help protect against heart disease. Make sure that you're getting your omega-3s. It's very important. It's very important. I don't know how to say it in any other way. It's very important that you take care of your heart. It's very important that you take care of your heart. That's all I'm going to say. Take care of your heart, because if your heart stops, guys, that's it. You have to take care of yourself and your heart. And stress is not helping your heart. Being stressed out, that's not helping your heart at all. Okay? Black tea. Drinking black tea can help recover from stressful situations quickly. If you know that you're going to be stressed out, you're going into a hostile environment, you might want to take some black tea with you. You know, there was a study that was performed on people who drank 4 cups of tea daily for 6 weeks, and against people who drank another beverage, such as soda or something like that. And the tea drinkers reported feeling calmer and had lower levels of the stress hormone, cortisol, after stressful situations. So just make sure that if you know that you get stressed out very easily, that you drink that black tea, okay? Almonds, okay? They have a lot of vitamin E to help the immune system, plus B vitamins, which may make you more resilient, okay, during bouts of stress such as depression. Almonds are very good for that. They're very good. Eating raw vegetables help you with your stress. Now, it didn't say I didn't study or I didn't find any research back in eating raw vegetables with a lot of ranch dressing. I didn't see any of that. So just make sure that you're eating raw vegetables, okay? If you put the ranch dressing on it, do it in moderation. All right, milk. For bedtime, late nights, say you get hungry, milk is good. Warming up some milk. And actually, I've been drinking cold milk. I've been doing that for years before I go to bed. But the calcium eases anxiety and mood swings linked to PMS, ladies. So a stress booster is basically drinking warm milk, okay? Another bedtime snack, carbs at bedtime can speed the release of the brain chemical, serotonin, and help you sleep better. So, you know, having toast and jam. If you're having difficulty sleeping, stop popping those sleeping pills, amen, in the name of Jesus. Get you some toast and put some jam on there and try it out. Herbal supplements, okay, they fight stress. But I really prefer that you stick with the food supplements because it's natural, first of all, and your body won't be subjected or to changing drastically because you're taking some type of medication or supplements, okay? But if you have to, that's your prerogative. You do what you want to do. But remember that we're going to be looking at stress because my spirit says that there are a lot of things that causes stress, and people act out because they're so stressed out. There's a lot of things happening in the world because people are stressed out, and it's all back linked to, do you have a relationship with God? Whether people want to believe it or not, stress is linked to your relationship with God, because if you know that you can go to the source, Jesus Christ, you worry, but you don't worry as much. It's very important that you take care of your heart. It's very important that you take care of your body. And it's very important that you eat the correct foods that you're supposed to be eating. Okay? So that's it for Fit to Win for today. I do have a couple of announcements before I go. Remember to tell your family and friends about the Love Lift Jesus Up show, where Jesus shines with love. I will have my link on my Facebook page. You can friend me on Alfreda Love. That's AlfredaLove. All right. Fit to Win, we will be broadcasting every Monday. The Ministry of Empowerment with Love will be on Sunday, where I will be giving many sermons, many lessons. I will still have my interviews with special guests. Amen. Praise God on Saturdays. Remember, the CD launch is coming up, and also the clothesline launch is coming up, and I will have a PowerPoint ready for that sometime this week. Gospel artists, poets, authors, remember, if you're dropping a new project, please post it on the Facebook page so that I can announce that and support that. Remember, Ms. Shante Stewart is having a workshop on September the 28th. Tickets are $10 per person. Her email address is Shante Scott at Yahoo.com. Shante Scott at Yahoo.com. I will also have that on my Facebook page. Also, remember that The Color Purple is on next Thursday. That production is on next Thursday, and it starts at 7:30 p.m. But once again, please be sure that your family and friends tune in to the Love Lift Jesus Up show. This is a show ordained and authorized, amen, by Jesus Christ himself. And I want to once again thank my family and my listeners for listening to my show. Wow, I'm just blown away with all the support. I thank those interview guests. I thank you for continuously sending those emails wanting to be on the show. And wow, it's a blessing. And I just ask for your continued support. So if someone asks you what that smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. And also on Saturday, I will have the psalmist, Alfreda Lyons Campbell, who will grace us with her expertise in her ministry, which is booming. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.